after 8 o'clock on Friday, the 20th of June, 2014. And I'm going to record something I'm going to write down later on. I'm going to record it so that I can find it easier to write and quicker to write. And it's very handy to do it in the car. When we lived in a village, everybody knew our business. Everybody knew our family. Everybody knew who belonged to us. Everybody knew who we were related to. And everybody knew why we did things. When we owned a farm, people knew what cattle we had on the farm. People knew where the cattle came from. People knew why we kept one type of cow rather than another. People knew everything about us. People were curious. There was almost nothing about us that they didn't know. And certainly there was nothing about us that they couldn't find out. Even things that went on behind closed doors were very easy for people to find out about. When we lived in a village, everybody knew everything about us. And that was natural. That was the way human beings were. When we stopped living in a village, everything changed. When we moved into a city, nobody knew about us. The people who went to the city with us, they knew about us. They knew where we came from. They knew who our people were. They knew our business. But we got separated. People went one way. Other people went another way. People came into the city from other places and nobody knew. We were anonymous. We were a number. We were unknown. People could get lost in a city. The businesses that grew up in a city were unknown. Nobody knew who was behind them. There were shareholders that who were unseen. There were owners who didn't have names. Everything in a city was different from a village. But people remained the same. People were curious about you when you lived in a village. People were nosy about you when you lived in a village. When people went to live in a city, they were still curious and they were still nosy, but they couldn't get the information. They couldn't find out your business. You went off to work in a place they never saw. You came back at a time, and they didn't really know what you did in between. People had relationships with other people in cities, and they didn't tell each other that much about what they did. Husbands would go out to work in the morning, and they wouldn't tell their wife what they were doing at work. Wives would spend a whole day doing other kinds of work, and they wouldn't tell their husbands what they were doing. People lived a very different existence in a city from a village. And then along came the internet. Along came a way of finding out things about you that people don't know. When you opened a Facebook account, they asked you what films you'd been to, what books you'd read, what food you liked, who were your heroes. Facebook was very nosy because Facebook could ask you, could keep the information and give it to somebody else. People are very curious about you. There's no way of getting away from human curiosity. Now that we have the internet, people can find out things about you. The question is, what do you want them to find out about you? You now have the ability to tell people what you want to tell them about you, even if you're living in a city. You can have a life where you tell nobody anything about yourself. You can be very, very private. You can keep your business to yourself, or you can share it. You can share as much as you want, as little as you want. You can tell people where you were born. You can tell people what you did when you were a child. You can tell people why you have a business. You can tell people why you like surfing. You can tell people why you're a DJ, why you're a psychotherapist. People are curious. People don't know. People will always want to know. The question is, will you tell them or not? If you don't tell them that you're mad about surfing, they might think you're mad about horse riding, and that's what they'll decide you are mad about. If you don't tell them you like apples, they might think you like oranges, but they'll certainly think you like some fruit. If you don't tell them you went to see Toy Story the movie, they might think you went to see A Fish Called Wanda. People will make up what they don't know. People invent stories. People invent information. People imagine what is going on. People do not sit not knowing, not thinking, with an open mind. People are naturally nosy. The question is, what do you want them to know about you? Are you going to tell them it? Because if you don't tell them anything, they'll make up their own stories about you. And maybe you'd prefer them to make up stories about you that are true, that are like what you want them to be, or maybe you won't. Maybe you're happy for them to think anything they want about you. But if you've got a business and they think that the reason you're giving money to the local GAA club is that you hope your son is going to get on the GAA team, rather than because your father played for that team, then you're going to have a very different kind of a reputation than the one you want to have. Okay, that's it. That's the core of the newsletter that I'm going to write today. I'm going to build an article all around those kind of ideas. I have to flesh it out. But I want people to realize that it is actually normal and natural for people to be curious about their business and what they're doing, and that that's the way it will always be. And if we withhold information from people, they're going to make it up anyway. So we might as well get used to the idea of being open and honest about what we do in business, so that we give people a good opportunity to exercise their curiosity and tell true stories about us behind our back. That's the end.